I'm curious, with some of your clients, I would imagine they make external outside investments as well, that you know, outside of maybe Twin Focus. And I'm curious, when you're working with some of your clients thus far, are there certain kind of trends that you're seeing a lot of, you know, capital being deployed, co-investing, or you know, specific industries or whatever that is that's kind of top of mind? And then I'd love to get your perspective, and we're going to dive into emerging markets. So I'd love to answer you the first question, and then we're going to dive into emerging markets here.
So at Twin Focus, because we're a family office manager, we actually have a purview over the entire balance sheet, which is the way you really need to use your family office advisor, because you don't go to the doctor and say, "Guess what's wrong with me," or "Guess what hurts," right? You've got to kind of share everything in order for us to do our job effectively, because we're trying to manage liquidity, number one, and then risk and risk profile and risk and return. So we get to see what clients are doing all around, and we're not conflicted because we charge a flat fee based on, you know, the work we do for them. So we're paid just as much to tell our clients no as we are yes on an investment or whatever it may be, which is what you want. You know, you don't want to pay your doctor only if you find something wrong with you. You know, it sets the wrong, you know, wrong incentives there. So or if, you know, or if you only pay them if you only get a clean bill of health. That doesn't work. You know, looking great today, Christian. You don't even need to do a check on you today. So yeah, we're seeing lots of stuff. We're seeing clients getting interested in things like venture debt. I think it's pretty interesting to look at the venture debt market. There's a lot of companies out there that are not necessarily willing to go raise capital at these prices because, you know, some of the prices have come down pretty significantly, and they'd rather borrow and, you know, pay a high interest rate and provide some kind of equity coverage. We're seeing selectively some interesting things in the real estate markets. You mentioned office conversions. It's tough. You know, you can't just take every downtown office building and convert that to resi. That's much tougher. There are certainly pockets of office that can be converted. You know, we're still seeing some investors proceed with investing in this life science lab space. Although that was a space that got super hot in the run-up with life sciences was doing extremely well, and now there's just not a lot of funding out there for them. But you know, there'll be biotech is not going to stay dead forever. You know, I mean, I think long term, I think you need to be invested in life sciences and biotech because there's just so much crazy innovation that's coming out today versus even where we were 10 years ago, and that stuff's really the future. And then you know, everyone's topic du jour is AI. So, you know, figuring out how you're investing in that space. Listen, Microsoft has some great AI exposure. You know, I'm not one to recommend individual stocks, but, you know, there's ways to get, I think, exposure to the AI trade without having to do super early stage venture.